Now we come in chapter 5 to the first section of the book of Genesis, Genesis 1 to 11. We have here the first section, world events and creation, the fall, now the flood from 5 to 9, and this gives us the background. And we have here in chapter 5 the book of the generation of Adam through Seth. Cain's line's been given to us and it's dropped. Not be mentioned only as it crosses the godly line. And that'll be a pattern that'll be set in the book of Genesis. Now, chapter 5, in one sense, is one of the most discouraging and despondent chapters in the Bible. And the reason is just simply this. It's like walking through a cemetery. And you find out that when God said, in the day that you eat thereof, you'll die, they all died that were the sons of Adam. In Adam all die, Paul says. And now I'm reading chapter 5 of Genesis, verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them. Now, will you notice? And he blessed them, and he called their name Adam, not the Adamses, but Adam, in the day when they were created. She's the other half of him. But we have this strange expression, the book of the generation of Adam. It only occurs in the beginning of the New Testament, and there it's the book of the generation of Jesus Christ. Now, there are these two books, and we're already seeing there are two lines, two seeds, they're against each other. And their struggle's going to be long. The line of Satan and the line of Christ, the accepted line.